Hello and good morning, everyone. This is Melissa Rowe, and I'm here because I want to share some thoughts. I was busy yesterday, had to go get the hubby's blood work, things were going on, so I couldn't really talk much. I did a little bit in the evening. I was discussing it with a couple of people. But I'd like to share my thoughts on something very troubling. Yesterday, there was a huge conversation about a YouTube video that was circulating. I didn't actually see the video. I heard the audio, but I didn't go to the YouTube and watch it. I heard the audio from it. And basically, to kind of break this down, a father went on to his 16-year-old daughter's Facebook page. She posted something on her wall that was a nasty, nasty post. It was awful. And he found it, and basically to punish her, he recorded a video where he read the post out loud. And it was some nasty, nasty stuff. How she hated doing chores, how she hated her parents. And there's one thing towards the end of that post that really bothers me, and I'll get to that in a moment. But he read this post out loud. And then he shared his opinion, and he had every right to be upset. Then he did something that I was very shocked. He took a gun and shot 9 bullets through her laptop. 9 bullets. After he had spent the day before upgrading her laptop with $130 worth of software. Now granted, he has every right to be upset. She posted some vulgar, dirty things, including the one thing that bothers me the most, how when her parents get old and can't wipe their ass, excuse my French, how she's never going to be there for them. Now that hurt me the most. And I'll tell you why. My father's been deceased since 2002. He never got to watch me graduate. He never got to watch me walk down the aisle. He never got to walk me down the aisle. My mother, I don't see very often. She lives in a different state. It's people like this kid who complains about the chores, who complains about having to do the dishes, wash the dishes, make her beds, clean the counters, do all this stuff. She exaggerated. When the father was growing up, he had to hold 2 jobs and be a volunteer fireman. These kids have it so easy, and they have it so spoiled. But the one thing that, although he had every right to be upset, the one thing that really bothered me about this video is the act of revenge. He was vengeful. He said that he was going to post that video up on her Facebook wall so all of her friends could see it. So those who thought it was cute, who could see his post now. She may have posted something vulgar and terrible, but what kind of parent goes and gets revenge on their daughter by not only taking this video and shooting the laptop, which maybe I could see how he got caught up in the moment, but then you go and you paste it, you post it on her Facebook wall. I'm going to hurt you the way you hurt me. An eye for an eye. Is that the kind of parental techniques that we teach our children these days?
Pause recording. 0:29.
I'm going to have to put this in 2 audio booths, but I'd like to come back and share some more thoughts on this. Father had every right to be upset, but this has just gone way too out of proportion. I'll explain more in my next audio boo and why this is so important to me and why this affects me. I'll be back.